We're entering the time of year when we do intentionally turn our focus to the act of giving thanks. And Brad, you say that thanksgiving is not a natural virtue. It's not uncommon for believers and non-believers to get caught up in complaining. Ooh, I think I just mentioned that. And not giving thanks. And that can be a result of pride creeping out. And it's been said that thanksgiving is an admission of dependence. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, at its core, this whole act of giving thanks is an acknowledgement that we're dependent on someone other than ourselves. If we think that we're completely in control of our situation, we'd be quick to take all the credit when things are going our way, but we'll throw out blame for anything bad that happens. So we've got to start by realizing that, hey, we're dependent on God, and we got to be giving our thanks to Him. And I go back to 1 Corinthians 4:7 that says, what do you have that you didn't receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you didn't receive it?
If you were going to pick out a verse or theme for your Thanksgiving week, what would it be and why?
Well, I've been incredibly challenged by 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18 recently.
Yes.
And in this, this is Paul giving instructions to the Thessalonians at the end of the book here, and he lays out some challenges for them to work on. And what he says is, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So he's expressly revealing God's will here and gives us three things that we need to work on. And that is rejoicing always, not just when things are going our way. And then he tells us to not only pray, but to pray without ceasing. And then thirdly, he says that we're to give thanks in all circumstances. So this isn't just when good things are happening that we enjoy, but also during our trials and adversity. So this is obviously not an easy thing for us to be able to accomplish, but as we're stepping back and actually taking a week to remember and give thanks, what a great thing to work on, and rejoicing, giving thanks, and praying in all circumstances.
Well, Brad, I know, and I know that you would know this, especially as a financial planner, that it's easy to give thanks in the good times. I think too often we don't because we're just enjoying the good time. We don't always think to give God that thanks. But then the bad times roll around. And as a financial planner, one of the things that can bring on more bad times than anything else is financial issues. And I know you surely see that in the line of work that you're in. So we got to give thanks in both the good and the bad. How do you suggest that we actually go about growing in that? Because that's hard. It just is.
Absolutely, it's hard. And this is going to require an intimate knowledge of God. We have to know God. We have to be able to trust God, and that we're not just going to accept the good times and be happy for those, but also to be able to accept and be happy and find joy even in the bad times. And the things we're going to have to know about God, a couple of things are key. Number one, we have to know that God is all-powerful, that He's in control of everything. And Lamentations tells us, who has spoken and it came to pass unless the Lord has commanded it? So we can trust that God is completely in control of everything. But then secondly, we have to know that God is good. So not only is He in control, but He is good. So Psalm 107:1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And so we know that being all-powerful, being good, these are the characters of God that we're going to see Him working in. Then we can go to the next step and go to Romans 8:28, which most of us have probably heard many times. It says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. So our thankfulness in adversity isn't for the struggle in itself. Some things are going to be painful, they're going to be difficult, and it's going to be hard to be thankful for that. But we can be thankful in knowing of who God is and that He is in control of the situation and working that situation for our ultimate good. And let me just give you an example of what typically comes up this week. And it's not uncommon to hear people offer prayer requests during the week of Thanksgiving or Christmas when they're together with their extended family, because there can be a lot of broken relationships there and a lot of difficulty. But we have to remember that God is in control of that situation as well, and He won't be surprised by anything that happens. So we can look at those opportunities to be together with that family with a sense of thankfulness, knowing that He's in control and He's going to be using that circumstance for good and that situation for good. And it's also a great example of why He tells us to pray without ceasing, because there will be difficult times. So in the good and the bad, we can rejoice in the Lord. But in those things, we need to be praying, which is an ultimate act of dependence. And then we can give thanks that he has chosen to put us in those circumstances, knowing that he is working his good.
Well, isn't that funny? You know, correction, sometimes that just comes through very uncomfortable relationships with family members that are broken, right? He uses all things, right? Well, Brad, can you tie this all kind of back into an understanding of how thankfulness is related to our financial lives?
Yeah, so God's ultimate plan for all believers is to conform us to the likeness of his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so we see this in the next verse in Romans, Romans 8:29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. And so we often talk about how every financial decision is a spiritual one. But it's also true that our spiritual health will translate into financial obedience and good stewardship. So as we grow in our ability to be content and thankful in all situations, we'll see that God is conforming us into the image of Christ, and he's changing our heart. And through that process, we'll grow in our trust of God and be able to find our joy in him and not in the things that money can buy. And eventually, money won't hold such a high place in our life, and Christ will be what we desire, not the things of this earth.
Amen to that. You know, I've just got this mental picture, Brad, of standing before him one day, and what if I continued to place money first? Am I going to stand with him with my hands full of worthless paper and realize what I've done in this life? He is everything. He is more than enough.